Be'ez Hashem Yisbe'och, we begin Perek Sheni, the second Perek in the Hilchas Yisur Bia, the laws of forbidden relationships. And the Rambam, after in the first Perek discussing the general category of Arayas, discusses now regarding relatives in the relationships of forbidden relations. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the biblical prohibitions of that of blood relatives, says the Rambam, Eishes Aviv, so these are his blood relatives, and we're talking about the wives of these relatives. So his father's wife, Eishes Benoi, and his son's wife, Eishes Achim, and his brother's wife, Eishes Achi Aviv, or his uncle, his father's brother's wife, are Ba'atan Erva Olav L'Olam. These four women are forbidden for him as an Erva forever. And that is Beimina Erisin, Beimina Suin, whether these people, his relatives, father, son, brother, and those, whether they were just engaged, Ben Masum, whether they were married to this woman, Ben Shinez Gershu, Ben Shalenez Gershu, whether they got divorced, they didn't get divorced, Ben Mechai Balein, Ben Achamises Balein, whether when the husband, his relative is alive, whether their relative is dead, doesn't make a difference. That woman is always going to be forbidden to him. Chutz Me'eshes Achiv, there's one exception, his brother's wife, Shalahinich Ben, that didn't leave over his son, that's Halacha we mentioned, Hilchos Ishes, that's known as Yibmen Chalitza. Now, if this man has relations with one of these women when the husband, his relative, is still alive, so chayiv shtayim, he's liable for two liabilities. One is b'shem sheir bas, so one is because of the closeness of the flesh, meaning that it's his relative, his wife, and b'shem eishes, because she's a married woman. Why are you liable for two? Generally, you say, ein nesachal l'list. But here, sharish neim, ha'asirim boin kechad, because here the two prohibitions took effect at the same time, at the moment of Kedushin, she becomes a married woman, and it becomes his father's or his son's or whatever, his wife. So therefore, that's not a problem about that one Nisr does not take effect on another, they're both going to be applicable. Halacha beis, lefikach, therefore, habal imo, if someone has relations with his mother, she eishes of which, as in most cases, it's his father's wife, chayiv shtayim, he's liable for two. For his being, and this is bein mechayiv of whether his father's alive, bein lachem is of whether his father's dead, as we mentioned, eishes of is eternal, and his mother's also. So, achas mishum imu, one is because it's his mother, achas mishum eishes ava, one is because it's his father's wife. Now, why doesn't the Ram write also that she's an eishes, she's a married woman? Because he were to one even after his father passed away, but still, those two will be eternal. Now the Ram continues regarding other relationships, that of his brother-in-law, and his sister, and his aunt, and his daughter. Says the Ram, echad achiv mi aviv, whether it's his paternal brother, I mean, say they share the same father, his brother, or it's his brother from the mother, meaning they have the same mother, only maternally it's his brother. Or, and Bein Min Nisuin, whether it doesn't make a difference which brother is from his father, or because they have the same mother, or Bein Min Nisuin, whether from marriage, Bein Min Nisuin, so whether even it's his brother because their parent was Mizana and had that child, which was out of wedlock. Ishtar Volov, his wife, his brother's wife, however it's his brother, his wife is an erev on him of Eishes Achiv. Now, Aval Eishes, but the wife of Achi Aviv, of his father's brother, so his uncle, but it's only Mina'im. They only have the same mother. Harei Hishniya, so that wife of his uncle, who is only his father's brother from the same mother, she's only a secondary erva, where the Rabbanu Gezer on his maternal uncle, meaning his father, his paternal uncle, where they only have the same mother, because of Eishes Achi Av Mina'av, which is a biblical erva. So because there's an element of Av, where one of them has one element of paternity, so therefore, that's going to be rabbinically forbidden, commission around, like we explained in Hilchos Ishes in the first parak, halacha hei. Now, ve'echad ha'chesim of, so that's regarding his brother and his wife. Now, ve'echad ha'chesim of, now regarding his sister, that's the blood female. So, ve'echad ha'chesim of, whether it's his sister because they have the same father, or imor because they have the same mother, or beim nesum, whether because there was marriage, or beim znus, whether it's his sister that his parent had from znus. Let's say either one of his parents, mother or father, had znus with another person. And he has a sister now from an extramarital relationship. Either way, however it's his sister, it's considered as iser erva. Like it says in the pasuk, in v'yikra, my led is bais, that which is born in the house, or that which is born out of the house. Either way, it's going to be considered as his sister. Halacha gimel. Bas, the daughter of Eishes Aviv, of his father's wife. So his stepsister, she achis, which is actually it's his father's wife's daughter, but actually it's not his sister. It's she achisim aviv. Now, so it's not his. Doesn't have the same mother, but they have the same father. So it's his sister from the same father. Like we said, Hari erva love. She's the erva on him. She's like it says in the pasuk, erva spash isis avicha, the erva of the daughter of your father's wife. My ledes avicha, that which gave birth from your father. So although it's not his mother's daughter, which is not a full fledged sister, but they have the same father. So that's considered as an erva. Now, Avil Nasa of Isha, but this is what we said, the stepsister. But if his father married a woman, and he has a daughter from a different, not just a second marriage, that daughter was from, not even from him, from a different man. So that's his father's stepdaughter, which is his stepsister. That daughter is permitted to him. That's not born from his father. It's not bias, not chutz. It's not from his family at all. And that's the explanation. Now, what do you mean? There's already a liability for, as we said, of achaisa, his sister, as we said in the previous halacham. Why do we say the daughter of your father's wife? What do you mean? We're saying it's not from a different man, because that's a stepsister, actually it's not an erva. So if you already have a chaisa, no matter how she's your sister, so if you share the same father, why do you have to say your father's wife's daughter, which is, that's also from your father? Says the Rambam, l'chayv ala'af mashum zeh, to tell you that you're liable also for this. In other words, that there's going to be two violations, one for achaisa, and one is for bas, eshes av. Now, l'cha da'al, l'fikach, therefore, ha'ba'al l'chaisa, if someone has relations with his sister, she bas nesu'as aviv, which is the daughter of the woman that his father is married to, so chayiv shtayim is liable for two. Achas mashum erves achaisa, one because it's the erva of his sister, it's his sister. Achas mashum erves bashes avicha, like we said in the previous halacha, one's because she's the erva, because it's his father's wife's daughter, which was from him. Now, avalim onas of isha, but let's say his father raped a woman, oipitois, or seduced her, but it wasn't in the marriage. V'hoil ben abas, and he has a daughter from that relationship, uvo leha, and now this son has relations with that daughter. Here, as we said in the prior halacha, yeah, there is going to be a penalty. There is going to be a punishment of his sister, because we said it doesn't make a difference how she's born, bais or chutz. It is his sister. But here you don't have that it's bas eshes aviv. She'im bas hanusa bas eshes aviv. Because the daughter of the woman that his father raped is not considered his father's wife's daughter, because it's not his wife. It wasn't a marital relationship. So therefore, here it's only going to be achaisai and not for bas eshes aviv. Halacha hey. Achais imai, his mother's sister. Now, his aunt, but it's specifically his mother's sister. Now, ben achaisa mavia, whether because they share the same father, his aunt and his mother. Ben achaisa meima, whether because they share the same mother, so it's a sister from the same mother. It doesn't make a difference how it's his mother's sister. Ben minisuin, whether they had been married. Ben miznus, whether it's from snus, meaning that they're still considered relatives, and it's going to be forbidden, even though that none of their parents were married, but ultimately one of their parents had this extramarital relationship and had this other child. So harizah erva la mishum achaisim. So that woman is forbidden to him as like an erva because it's his mother's sister. The chen achaisav, same thing, is his father's sister. Beim in the aim, whether it's maternally, beim in the ab, whether it's paternally, beim in the suin, whether because they had been married, beim in znus, whether this sibling that his father had, this sister, was from the act of his nus, it doesn't make a difference. Harizah erva la, but she's an erva on this boy, mishum achaisav, because it's his father's sister. If someone has a relation with a woman, it's through an act of immorality, not through any marital relationship. And he has from her a daughter. That daughter is going to be forbidden to him as an erva because ultimately it's his daughter. Now, although it doesn't even say in anywhere in the Torah, if it's don't reveal the nakedness of your daughter. It doesn't say anywhere in the iser erva of a daughter. But once the Torah said it's forbidden to have relations to marry your daughter's daughter, shasim in the bas, and it's silent from that of the daughter, v'yisur min ha-Torah. So obviously the iser is biblical, because we learn out from a gzeirah shava, and ve'en medivrei seifrim, and it's not considered divrei seifrim, meaning, although the Rambam mentions in his Sefer HaMitzvahs that anything is learned out from Yud Gimel Yud Shatrin and Dresh Behen, it's called divrei seifrim, although that's biblical, but it's called divrei seifrim because it's a rabbonic interpretation. Here by the iser of his daughter, although it's learned from a gzeirah shava or from a kal v'chaim, which granddaughter for sure, daughter, but still the Rambam holds that it's considered biblical and it's not called, quote, divrei seifrim, because ultimately it's just being megala, it's just revealing something that we obviously knew, and it's not even considered like your regular classic kal v'chaim gzeirah shava, and therefore it's going to be considered as one of the biblical isurim of having relations with one daughter, like the Rambam mentioned in his counting of the Sefer Mitzvahs, as he said in the beginning of these halachas of Hilchos Isur Biyah. Now, the figure therefore, Baal Bita Min Nesuah. So if someone has relations with his daughter that he had through marriage, Sechayev Shtam, and he's liable for two. One, Mishim Bita, because it's his daughter, because that would be even if it wasn't through marriage. Or Mishim Erves, Isha Bita, also for the erva of, now marry a woman and her daughter, and his daughter is his wife's daughter too. Now, Halachas Zayin, the Rambam continues regarding marital relatives that are in-laws, not from the blood relationships. Says the Rambam, Kivin Shekiddush Adam Isha. Once a person gets engaged to a woman, Nesro Lam Mikre B'Seir Sheish Nashim. Automatically, six women from her relatives become forbidden on him. And Mechalachzim and Erva Lav Lailam. And each one of these are for always going to be an eternally an Erva on him. And this is being Kanas, whether he ends up getting married, meaning going to the Chuppah, because this is already from the engagement. An halachic engagement. Ben Gerish, whether he divorces her, Ben Chayisha, whether his wife's alive, Ben Lachamais, whether she's already dead. Veilehen, and these women are always forbidden to him. Ima, her mother, Veim Ima and her mother's mother, Veim Avia and her father's mother, Uvita and her daughter, Uvas Bita and her daughter's daughter, Uvas Bana and her son's daughter. Ben Baal Achaz Men Bechayisha, he has relation with any one of them when his wife is still alive. As we said, this, they're always forbidden, but the Mrs. Bezdin is specifically if his wife is still alive, then Shneim Nisrafin, both he and one that woman will get Srefa. Halacha Ches. Baalein Beletzi has relations with one of these six women. La'acha Mizish, after his wife passed away. Oh, Harela Bekar, she's still an Erva. There's going to be punishment of dying young, but Ve'im Ben Mizis Bezin, here there's not going to be any capital punishment because all these relatives as specified in this previous halacha are learned out from the mother-in-law. And since the mother-in-law, as we're going to explain right now, doesn't apply after his wife passed away to get Srefa, so to all the other relatives. As the Rambam says, Shnimelik says in the Pasig, Be'eshti Yisrefu, this is by the mother-in-law, if he marries a woman and a daughter, which is mother-in-law and his wife, they get burnt in the fire, him and them. What does it mean, and them? What do you mean? His wife didn't do anything wrong. He had a relationship, extramarital relationship with his mother-in-law. It means, it means as long as both his wife and that relative, which in this case, the mother-in-law, are both alive. That both his wife and this one that he had relations with, and then him, not the wife, didn't do anything wrong, him and the erva, they're not going to get Srefa. But if both of them are not alive, meaning if his wife is not alive anymore, then Insham Srefa, then there's not going to be a punishment of being burnt. Halacha Tes. So too, there's regarding his wife's sister, this is number 7. Erva Lav is also an Erva on him, but this is Atra Tumas Ishti. This is only until his wife passed away, because it says in the Pasig, it says that it's only when his wife's still alive. And this is Ben Achayis Me'ima, whether it's his wife's maternal sister, Ben Achayis Me'vi, whether it's her paternal sister, Ben Nesuin, whether it's through marriage, Ben Mznuz, whether from Mznuz, either way, Harizah Erva Lav, she's an Erva on him. But after his wife passed away, then there is no Issa. Halacha Yud. So, Aviv Nofim Achas Meshev Nashim Eilev, if someone went and committed a forbidden relationship with one of these 7 women that we mentioned, Ben Mezadim and Meshkog, whether deliberately by mistake, because although him and that woman that he had this adulterous relationship with will get executed in court or kares, but his wife does not become forbidden on him, although he had a relationship with her relative, because only the woman's own act of infidelity can make her forbidden, but not her sister or some other relatives. There's one exception, that of the sister of the woman that he's engaged to. If he has a relation with that sister, will actually make his wife that he's engaged to forbidden on him. Which is a unique case. The Rambam says in Perek Yud, where if it's talking about where the sister of the woman he's engaged to needs a get, how would that be possible? For example, he was engaged and he heard that the woman he's engaged to went overseas and he heard that she died. So he married her sister, which he allowed to do after the wife, where he was only engaged, died. Then it was verified, actually, that she was still alive. So the second woman needs a get, which the Rambam really explains why. But that's why, actually, his arusa actually becomes forbidden on him. Because people are going to say, wait a second, he's marrying the sister of the woman that he divorced. Because people are going to think that that woman, the sister-in-law, that he was never married to, just had relation, that he's giving her a get, because you have to, as the Rambam explains, you can look at a chizkir shasai. But if, let's say, that was only if he got married to that sister-in-law, because he thought his wife was dead, his arusa. But if actually he had znus with that sister of his arusa, actually then he would not require get, and then actually his arusa would not become forbidden him, and that actually removes the question that the rabbi points out here in Nasagas. Alochi Ralph Ram continues regarding relatives to the woman that he was mezana with. So says the Ram, Haboy Elisha Derev Znus. If someone has relations with a woman in an unmarried way, an act of Znus, so in this role of Kravisel, so her relatives do not become forbidden him, Shehina Sheba Nashim Sherman, which those are the several women that we mentioned previously. But the sages did make it forbidden. If someone has relations with a woman, not to marry any one of her 7 relatives, as long as that woman that he was mezana with is still alive. Why? Because it's her relatives. They're coming to the parties, the relatives are going to come to visit his wife. And he's going to be secluded. They're going to end up in some room secluded. And obviously, he feels very comfortable how they were rid of Mizana once before. They're going to come to sin. He's going to have relations with that woman that's an erva on him because he married her relative. Not only that, even if, let's say, just rumors about him and a certain woman. He should not marry one of her relatives until the woman that he had rumors with passed away again for the same reason. But let's say he married the woman that's a relative of the woman that he was mizana with. Again, he doesn't have to remove her. It's a rabbinic injunction, but if he ended up marrying the relative, he does not have to divorce her. Halacha Yud Beis. Continuing this theme, Misha Nitna al Erva, so there's rumors regarding him with an erva, a woman that's forbidden with him. Or let's say there's some bad words going on about him with that woman. He should not live with her in one alleyway. And they shouldn't even be seen in her neighborhood. And there was actually a person that there was rumors going around him with about him and his mother-in-law. And the sages gave him rabbinic lashem because he passed by the entrance of her house. You don't belong in the neighborhood if there's rumors about the person and that isa erva on him. Halacha Yud Gimel. If someone has a relation with a woman and her daughter in an unmarried way, or a woman and her sister, or all those which to marry is forbidden as an erva, but he didn't marry any one of them, it's like a man who had just relations with two unrelated women, because they don't become a rayas to have the punishments of Karis and all those Mises Bezdin, and only if he married one of them, not if he was a mezana with one of them. Going back to the beginning of these halachas of this parak, let's say his father or his son or his brother or his uncle went and raped a woman. He's permitted to marry that woman. As we said, those four men, he's permitted to marry their wives. Being conditions, here there was no marriage, and therefore he's permitted to marry those women. Halacha Yudal, the Ram concludes regarding permitted marriages, and actually those which are actually a mitzvah. If his father or his son married a woman, he's permitted to marry that woman's daughter or her mother. Like we explained in Halacha Gimel, where we said you're allowed to marry his stepsister, which is his father's wife's daughter, so to her mother, that's permitted. And the person is permitted to marry the wife of his brother's son, meaning his nephew, his brother's son's wife, when they're not married, he's permitted to marry her. A person can marry a woman and her sister's daughter. So he can marry a woman and her niece, which is either from her sister's daughter, or her brother's daughter, at the same time. And actually, once we're talking about a niece, about a sister's daughter, so we spoke about his wife's sister's daughter, actually there's a mitzvah from the sages, that a person should marry his sister's daughter, his niece. The Rambam adds on the same thing as also regarding his brother's daughter, his niece from his brother. From your own flesh, don't turn the blind eyes. The pasuk in Yeshaya. In other words, the people, we want a woman to get married, and therefore it's your responsibility, it's actually a mitzvah, to go ahead and marry the niece so that she has a husband.